back. We're going to take just a few questions now because we are getting very close to the end of our call time today. So I'm going to turn it over to Wendy to ask the questions that we have received. And just a couple of reminders quickly, because I know folks are probably going to start dropping off. As you see on the slide here, you can go ahead and click on the download. That's a link to the Energy Efficiency and Water and Wastewater Facilities Guide that I mentioned earlier. It's a great resource. It compiles just about every resource you've heard talked about today, so it's a good starting point. And then also, when you do close out, please provide us feedback on the webcast and your resource needs, because we do directly use that information in our program planning. So thanks to everyone for participating. And Wendy, if you want to go ahead and maybe we'll have about one question per presentation, I think is what we have time for.
Sure. Thanks, Emma. So the first question is for Jim Horn. Do you have recommendations on who should be on the energy team?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think it needs to be, and again, this depends on the size of the utility, but to the extent possible, you should have people with very strong operations experience. I think that kind of goes without saying. But if there are other people that have either a financial background or other things, I think they should be considered as well. The other point that I would make is that in many communities, the person that actually sees the energy bill, if you will, for the utility is not at the utility. They may be the town clerk or somebody like that. So especially when you get into this notion of analyzing what your current energy usage and costs are, if those people are available and they perform that kind of function in terms of paying the bills, I strongly advise that you put them on your team as well.
Great. Thanks, Jim. The next question is for Mike and Richard. How are you able to justify solar and wind?
In our case, we had a ARRA grant that paid for 100% of it. So the good news for us was that as soon as we turned the switch on, we were cost effective.
Okay, great. Thanks. And then for Bob and Brendan, in the scenario you described where there were concerns about energy savings leading to budget cuts, what was the communication strategy used to prevent the facility from losing the money saved?
That's a good question. We offered to step in and speak with the governance, but the utility much would rather have handled it themselves. So they It was sort of, Bob, how would you characterize it?
It was a tough situation because there had been some bad history between the public works manager and the city council, who blamed the public works manager for some of the rate increases that had to be implemented some years before. So there's that kind of history that was going on there. And I think once, not to say that was the solution to the problem, but the public works manager retired shortly after our effort, which allowed the plant superintendents to kind of start with their city governance with a clean slate. And they presented to them the sense that if they could continue to use that savings to find more savings, that it would put off potentially or reduce the size of any future rate increases to the extent that they're actually harvesting money that had been previously going to the power company. And I think that was a fairly persuasive argument, since that was the rate increase was one of the causes of problems between them in the first place.
Great. Thank you. And maybe we'll do one more from Mike and Richard.
Yeah, that works.
Okay, so one participant asked, lots of great improvements, but a 30-year payback doesn't seem particularly attractive. What amount of your capital investments were necessary regardless, or rather, what was the marginal capital increase due to pursuing energy efficiency? Would that improve your simple payback?
You might be muted.
Okay. This is Mike. On the efficiency side, just to give you an idea, the majority of efficiency requirements on the our opportunities on those 14 facilities, it averaged a 4-year payback on the efficiency side. So when you bundle the efficiency with the other renewable projects, in total it was a little over 11 years for the when you take all the projects together. So there is an advantage with bundling sort of the efficiency, the high return measures with renewables. But bear in mind, taking advantage of all the different incentives that are available, whether through that's the private programs or the public programs, and making these projects cash flow positive rather than simple payback is a pretty convincing case to look at. So those, in general, those are some numbers from the pilot.
Great. Thank you, everyone, for your responses to those questions. We did get several more, so we will be providing written responses to those so everyone can get their questions answered. Thank you to everyone who stuck with us a few minutes after our time. I can see we have quite a few people still on the line, so we appreciate that. And we appreciate all the feedback that you've provided through the polls. And please do fill out the optional feedback questions at the end when you close out. We'll be posting all of the audio files and the presentations along with some other resources to our website after, and you'll get emails post-webcast with that information. So thank you again for everyone for participating. Thanks to all our speakers. We really appreciate your time and expertise, and hopefully folks on the line will join us for our next webcast. Thank you. With that, we'll close out.
Thank you. This does conclude the conference call for today. We thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.